Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time now for the Patty Conklin Show, exclusively on HealthyLife.net Radio.
Hey, everyone. I hope you're having a beautiful day, a beautiful spring equinox day. It's Patty Conklin. Today, it's you and me. I'm so thankful to have this time with you. You can call in to our line at 310-371-5459. I'm going to be talking some about spring equinox and reading some from my book and just kind of helping you understand a little bit more where I'm coming from, but we can take this show wherever you need it to go. If you have questions, if you know about my work, or you have questions about vibrational mediation or medical intuitive or vibrational medicine, feel free to call me at 310-371-5459. So hopefully, as most of you have been listening as time goes on with the show with Fernessa Hall, MD, and Fernessa is off. I'm not sure where she is today, but we talk a lot about our different skill sets and how we work and how we think. It always seems to come back around to personal responsibility. But I know that a few weeks ago, Fernessa interviewed me about my life story, and I thought I would share some time with you on my book, God Within, The Day God's Train Stopped, and read from you a little bit. You may be driving your car. You may be at home listening to this. And know that you can call in, 310-371-5459. But, you know, my book came out 11 years ago, in 2014, and actually about the same time. It came out in March of 2014. And it was an important time in my life. The book I had actually written about 15 years before that time, but I didn't feel like it was time to publish it. And so when I did, went by really fast, and people still read it. We're still out of 1.5 million books on Amazon in energy healing and energy medicine. We still typically stay in the 500 to 750 range in terms of our ranking. And that makes me really excited because I think it's something that is written easily, easy to understand, and makes sense for a lot of people. And so I'm looking forward to you giving a call. I don't know if that ding was a phone call coming in or just my phone dinging. But let's get started with God Within, The Day God's Train Stopped. Because this word power is so important. And I want to read from my book, and you just kind of follow along. If you have questions, give a call. Chapter 1 is word power. And in the Bible, if you follow the Bible, it says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that's John chapter 1, verse 1. And I think that that's so pivotal, because the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And what it announces to me is how important the Word is, how important our words are for this aspect of our life, is the words then create the emotions, right? The emotions, I guess, create the Word, and we voice it. And when we voice it, our body listens. And sometimes we get blocked up, and sometimes we stay open. Well, how does that work? Well, if it's a neutral word, then our energy field stays open within our cellular structure. And if the word has a judgment attached to it, then it will muck up your system. And I'm not talking your auric field. I'm talking inside your body. So let's follow that for a minute. I'm going to read from the book. We can talk about it here in a little bit. I believe that when the universe began, words did not exist. A whole cascade of tones, which we now identify as frequency, echoed throughout the universe, and they were both chaotic and highly ordered. Long, long ago, at the time of the very first spark, the very first light, all souls existed in spirit form, outside of judgment and ego. They didn't speak, they didn't hear, they simply were. And think about that, right? For most spirits, what we consider to be angels, they are there to soothe us, to make us aware of the serenity, but they don't necessarily speak. They simply are. And we love them for that, right? So how did we morph into this dense flesh? If we came to this planet as spiritual beings, how did we morph into this flesh? And it's simple, and yet it's really complicated. As our souls evolved, we began to use words to express ourselves, and we started to respond emotionally to our circumstances. A word is such a small, insignificant thing, and yet it's so much more. It represents emotion, and emotion is the cornerstone of our physical existence. Take that in for a minute. It's the cornerstone of our physical existence. In a nutshell, we became conditional. We're happy when someone tells us we're accomplished. We're sad when someone tells us that we failed. So what's unconditional? No matter what happened, no matter what you might say or do to me, I'll love you. Let the oceans rise, let the lightning fall and strike and blast, and I'll still hold you dear forever, no matter what. Caring for the weak or sick, regardless if they can do something in return, doing it regardless of whether they deserve it or not. And wow, that really hits home in today's world, doesn't it? But why are some things conditional? I believe they have a judgment or an ego attached to them. Words allow emotions, conditional, unconditional, loving, and fearing, to manifest. Think of it this way. The words we use to express judgment affect the ultra-fast vibration of the spirit form. But those vibrations slow and solidify when we dwell within judgment and ego, and words stand at the heart. This means that long ago, spirit evolved into a solid physical form, thus marking the beginning of life as we know it. And if you go to John chapter 1, verse 14, it says, "And the Word was made flesh." I'll tell you, you know, as I thought about that through the years, that so hit home to me. The Word was made flesh. And so if we're spirit beings and we're light and we can see through, we're just, you know, we're just floating, we're energy, and the Word was made flesh. Those words that we started speaking started creating a density that then became flesh. So now we understand how words and emotions work together to evolve us into physical beings. But let's explore the idea more. Imagine a whisper of light and tone, floating with no form, an essence of purity. It evolves the ability to think, to reason, to love, and fear. And those things are orchestrated by words. Conditional words transform our souls into a physical form. They're dense, they're heavy. And at that very instant, the spirit becomes a conditional being. It has shed its unconscious self like water from a leaf, and it has taken conditional form. Words have a simple yet profound effect on everyone's life, and I believe that there's no exceptions. When we look at the world of social media as we know it in today's world, people become very emboldened by saying mean, cruel things because they're not facing another individual. They're behind a computer, they're behind their phone, and they don't need to take personal responsibility for what they say. It's just, it's amazing. And so people have allowed their cruelty, their meanness, their judgment to jump forward, and they feel justified in saying it because it's how they, quote, feel, and they don't have to be nice about it. Well, what if we look at life as, you know, not being forced to be nice, but looking that every human being has its own evolution, has its own process, and somebody who's going through a rough time doesn't need our laughter. They need the unconditionalness of what we are and what takes place. Think about that. Think about that. In your life, are you being more cruel or mean or saying things that you would never say to someone's face because you have the security of the internet between you and that person? Yeah, think about that. You can always call in 310-371-5459. Talk to me about it. Give me your thoughts. But ideally, I think that when we're using social media, when we're using a forum of the internet and so on, that if you wouldn't say it to someone's face with them standing, you know, a foot away from you, then don't say it on social media. The words that you're projecting, the words that you're saying to someone else, because you have this feeling of security by being behind the internet, if you wouldn't say those words to that person, then don't say them behind the internet, because this is what's happening. Your body doesn't understand that you're talking about them. Your body only understands what you're saying, and it's about you. So if you're saying that person is really stupid, they don't understand anything, your body takes it as, I'm really stupid, I don't understand anything. Your body is making literal truth out of what you're saying, and it has no idea that you're talking about someone else. And then conversely, somebody that you are talking about, your words don't go into them. It doesn't happen that way. Your words go inside your own body. Your body cannot make the distinction as to whether or not you're speaking about yourself or whether or not you're speaking of someone else. It doesn't have that capability. And so every word you're speaking, your body's storing. So whether you're typing something on the internet and somebody's on social media page and being mean and nasty, that's not affecting that person energetically. It's affecting you energetically. And I'm seeing more and more people that are getting ill because they are projecting themselves onto other people, thinking that they're helping them make sense or, you know, whatever justification they have it, and yet all they're doing is making themselves sicker. And so it's really, really important that we pay attention to how we are talking. We are what we say. We learn how words make us into conditional beings. They're part of us down to our very core, and now we'll learn how they affect our lives and our health. I've spent countless hours observing human behavior, and this is where it's important to define my gift. More than simply watching people sip their coffee or talk about the latest Falcons game, I'm able to literally watch word form in people's brains. These words look like beautiful hanging plants located in the heart center chakra, or in science known as the thymus gland. Tiny tendrils flow from them, and they reach into every single cell of the immune system. It's really beautiful to watch. However, what people feel and what they often think are two different things. And take this as an example. I know I've done it. I'll bet you have too. My emotional thought says, oh no, here comes Tom. But my voice says, Tom, it's so great to see you. Two sets of emotions, two sets of phrases, and neither of them like the other. Yet you know what? You guessed it. They both reach into the body, and they both have equal strength. Like waves rippling, they surge through the immune system. They store in individual cells. Wow. Okay. So you're thinking, oh, no, I don't want to see this person. And yet to their face you're going, ah, so great to see you. So great to see you. Both store in your body. Both store. Your body has no ability to look at that and say, oh, gee, yeah, that doesn't mean anything to me. So what's truly the most important piece to take away from that? To me, it's the phrase immune system, otherwise known as the subtle energy field, our originating energy. Whether spoken or thought, all types of words are stored in the immune system. And, as we previously learned, they are heavy things. They're dense, an integral part of us down to our very core. Right? If your words, the words that you've spoken, have created the dense flesh that you are, imagine what your body would be like if you were able to live your life in discernment and not judgment. Think about that. You can always give me a call if you've got other thoughts at 310-371-5459. I think it's really important, as Vanessa and I always talk about in that personal responsibility aspect, is to look at how are you speaking? What are you speaking? Are you being genuine? Are you being your authentic self? Or are you just in a despair place where you don't understand or want to understand what it is that you're looking at, right? And so sometimes we think ignorance is bliss. You know, I don't need to know what's going on over here with you know, this person over here, what's taking place, because it's not fully affecting me. And while I don't need to be nosy about what's going over there with someone else, it's the energetic awareness of everything around you that's important. It really is. So when we understand our immune system and the relation to words, we're able to introduce the concept of disease. How is it created? Why do we get sick? And just as important, how is it healed? So visualize for me this aspect. When we talk about Tom, the body stored two sets of conflicting words and emotions at the same time. This is the beginning of disease. When a word is attached to a conditional emotion, it's still stored in the body, and the words create a vibrational blockage unique to every person. Imagine energy flowing in your body like the water in a creek. It runs at a certain rate in cubic feet per minute. If someone jabs a log in the creek, the water dams up. The log isn't moving at the same rate as the creek, and so the water must flow around it. You might never notice the slight variation from a single log. However, if more logs are piled on and a heavy rain pummels the area, then the increased rate of water could cause a flood. Before you know it, a whole field is underwater. And that's how our body works, right? Back in the day, back before we had microscopes, people spoke in such simplistic terms. Yeah, I got a bad knee. Yeah, got a bad neck. Yeah, I got a crick in my neck. Very simplistic terms to describe what's taking place in their body. Really, really important to understand your words and descriptions of what's taking place in your body. Because once microscopes got invented, then we were able to look at cells, and we saw that cells were abnormal, and we gave them names. We gave them names. Oh, this cell is different. Oh, I'll give it this name. This is the symptoms. This is what the cells look like. Let's give it this label. And so we got to the point where we enabled the labeling. We enabled the labeling. So now when you have a hereditary situation of, you know, maybe three generations of women had breast cancer, there's almost a sense of dread in the next generation going, well, you know, my mother had it, my grandmother had it, my great-grandmother had it. Yeah, I'll probably get it too. So, oh my goodness. So the fear of getting it is enough to create that blockage to develop it. So the fear of the word of the disease is enough to create the disease. Isn't that fascinating? Have you ever sat and thought with that? That what you say is what your body makes. Conscious fear comes in and it takes control of your body. So it's looking at the enabling of the labeling. If the doctor says you're predisposed to have this situation take place, then your fear automatically makes it so. And how do we get out of that? We'll talk about that when we come back. I hope you'll give me a call at 310-371-5459, and I'll see you on the flip side.
Want to get that man or woman out of your mind? How about being in the right state of mind for getting that job promotion or staying positive to help boost your immune system? Want to break those old habits? Then it's time for an emotional cellular cleansing with Patty Conklin. You'll get a private 3-hour session in person by phone or by Zoom with 3 months of follow-up appointments, plus email support. But you'll have to do the work and homework materials are included. Find out more or to book your appointment, visit pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
If you're wondering if Patty can help you heal, why not book a free 15-minute consultation either by phone or by Zoom? It's a great way to see which of Patty's services is right for you. You'll discuss her services in detail and how they can apply to your specific situation. It's really a great place to start, and you can sign up for your free consultation by phone or Zoom on Patty's website, pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com. Get the help you need today. Sign up for your free consultation at pattyconklin.com.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Okay, I get it. You're a doubting Thomas, and you don't want to pay for something unless you can know what it's all about. Well, now you can find out just what Patty Conklin's energy healing is all about. Go to pattyconklin.com to sign up for her free group energy adjustment, held every Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Experience for yourself the transformative energy designed to bring calm and healing to your life. Space is limited, so sign up now. Go to pattyconklin.com, click on services, and you're there.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining me today. It is me and you, and I really hope you'll give me a call and ask me what you need to ask me. I'm kind of taking excerpts from my book and getting into Equinox here in a little bit, but you can give me a call at 310-371-5459. And I always look forward to talking with you. So feel free to give a call and ask me. Yeah, we've got an open book today. So I am reading and kind of going over some of the concept of how we came into being flesh, and thinking about how we then move into a disease process. And the thing is, you may not notice an emotional blockage until everything begins, you know, rain begins pouring down, it floods and creates a disease and illness. Maybe you lose your job, split from your spouse, or maybe it's simply an accumulation of little things. And we allow fear and ego to take precedence. We then wonder how everything became stopped up. The only way to rid ourselves of blockages is to remove them with a vibration identical to the words vibration at the time of storage. And this is so key, folks. It's not about just having an energy worker throw energy at you or having Reiki done or whatever. It's about creating a vibration at the same level that you stored at the time that you stored it. So maybe it's a four-year-old emotional blockage. We need to be able to go in at that vibration of the four-year-old emotion and start tapping it up from that. If you just go and shoot a bunch of energy, it's not going to work. So the key is a vibration, and it must be the same vibration to unlock that emotion, even if we do it 30 years, 50 years later. It's important to note that neutral words simply merge with the vibration of our bodies. They don't cause blockages, nor do they remove them, as they are neutral words and can only preserve the status quo. In the end, removing conditional emotions and words inside a cell requires an active vibration, something that will literally shake the old cell and release the blockages. And think about that for a little bit. I've done this numerous times throughout my life. It's become a habit with me. But if I stub my toe or I cut myself, my instinctive response is, that's interesting. And the reason I say that's interesting is because it's a neutral statement. If I say, ow, oh my gosh, that hurt, you know, whatever, my body understands what ow means, and ow starts my pain receptors. But if I say, that's interesting, my body doesn't know what to do with that. Therefore, it's neutral. Therefore, it doesn't hurt. Right? Our perception of everything taking place around us, and Vanessa and I talk about this a lot, your perception is everything, and your perception is based upon the history that you've had. Right? And that doesn't mean you change your history. It means you change the perception of your history. That's what's important. Okay, so look at life through the lens of, this is my perception of life. And if I don't like what I'm looking at, if it's not comfortable to me, then change my perception. Change my perception and let everything kind of change with me. Our ability to set and maintain healthy perceptions is key to our physical and emotional wellness, for how we speak and feel is literally absorbed into ourselves. To reiterate, perception of your life and the world around you changes your mind and body. The two are not separate. Every word, no matter the source, has been absorbed into your cellular memory with the potential to increase your vulnerability to disease. What you say and think, even if it's about someone else, is stored in your body as if you were speaking about yourself. Your cells have no discernment capabilities. They can't tell the difference between me and them. Really hear me. Your cells can't distinguish about whether you're talking about yourself or whether you're talking about someone else. When you're at the grocery store and the lady in front of you is wearing a pretty blouse, and you say, oh, wow, what a beautiful blouse, your own body goes, oh, thank you so much, and glows, just is feeling so happy. You may have been speaking to the other person, but your body takes it as you. And I don't care who the person is. We can always find something nice to say about someone. So critically important in life. We can see easily the things that we perceive as, quote, wrong or off about that person. Oh, man, we're experts at it, right? We can just look at anybody and tell what's going on. The reality is that you and only you are the one creating that energy movement in your body. You and only you can decide to say something nice to someone or say something nasty. To think something nice or to think something nasty. You. It all comes down to you. No one else. Hear me on that. Really, really important. When you can find nice things to say about people, and I'm not talking about massively deep things, just beautiful shirt, you've got beautiful eyes, thank you so much for holding the door open, thank you so much for being a kind individual, thank you so much for helping my dog, whatever it is, when you can find the good in people, you're finding the good in yourself. And if all you can find is negative in people, then that's what you'll find within yourself. You may feel like you're a better human being because you're deflecting the unkindness onto someone else. But what you're really doing is bringing it back to yourself. You're being unkind to yourself. Your body records it. You know, people will say through the years, how on earth? My uncle, my grandfather was the nastiest person in the world, would say horrible things to other people. Just horrible things to other people. Never got sick a day in their life. How's your theory work on that, Patty? And it's like, well, maybe their soul's purpose was to show everyone what true nastiness looks like, because I'll bet you everybody else that was around that person didn't become nasty. They looked at that and they said, whew, I don't want any part of that. Don't want any part of that. And so I'll be nice because Grandpa was so nasty. Right? Your family that has that situation where all of a sudden everyone else is kind because they're so horrible. So sometimes the soul's purpose is to follow that aspect, to follow that. You know, really, they're a strong soul of being somebody who's so nasty that everyone else they encounter becomes nice because they don't want to be that way. So when we come back, we're going to continue on with that for a little bit, and then we'll go on with spring equinox, which is today. So this is Patty Conklin Show. Give me a call, 310-371-5459, and I'll see you on the flip side.
The pulse of the blood in your veins means you're alive, but a high or low pulse could mean you're not in balance, which could cause problems. But now, Patty Conklin has found three ways that can constantly make sure your pulse is kept in balance so you can move easier through life. Subscribe to Patty's Healing Pulse today. It has a plethora of things to do, discounts, book club, and so much more. Visit pattyconklin.com to find out more about Patty's Healing Pulse subscriptions. That's pattyconklin.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
You may not be in the same room or even the same country, but Patty Conklin's remote energy work can help you heal whether you have an illness, emotional wounds, or are in spiritual turmoil. And she can do it remotely. You can choose your session time, too, starting from 30 minutes, 3 hours, or even 6-hour sessions. Healing energy. Healing you no matter where you are. Visit pattyconklin.com, scroll down to remote healing, and book your appointment now. That's remote healing at pattyconklin.com.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
If you're on PattyConklin.com, you might want to visit her store. There you can inexpensively buy powerful visualizations on a plethora of subjects, all to help you heal. Help rebuild your immune system, work with color or tonal energy, help remove fear and depression, and so much more. Plus, you can get Patty's best-selling book at her store, To Be Your Best Too. God Within is a great book to teach you how to use the lost knowledge of the universe to impact your physical life today. Visit her store at pattyconklin.com. You'll be glad you did. pattyconklin.com.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Hey everyone, it's Patty back with you today. Please feel free to give me a call at 310-371-5459 if you have any questions at all about my book and kind of the topic I'm going with today, because I think it's important. I you know, we are moving into 30 years this year for work, and it's just, wow, what a ride it's been. It's been amazing. And I love the idea that we have been helping people at PCI for 30 years. And so I want to continue that and talk a little bit excerpts from my book about how we develop disease. And understand that, you know, if we say, wow, Sally looks terrible today, Mark is so mean, I wish he was nicer, your body stores it. These are simplified examples, of course, but our cells believe we look terrible and wish we looked better. They believe we're mean and wish we were nicer. Our bodies begin to jam those logs into the creek waiting for the flood. I didn't know it early in life, but the word and the emotions attached to those words would become the cornerstone of my life work. And quite literally, we are what we say. As a child, I suffered many typical maladies, earaches, fevers, colds. Despite that, I maintained a healthy, active lifestyle until my late 20s when I developed both forms of lupus, which is an incurable, untreatable illness. It was a rough time. It was 3 years. I was really sick, had little kids, and I remember looking at myself in the mirror, watching my face as welts rose up and yellow ooze just started seeping from them. My nervous system was so inflamed that putting on clothes was excruciating, and I would simply stand in the middle of the room crying, naked, not able to sit down for hours at a time. And I hear this so much from people. You know, they want to know that I understand, and I do understand. For me, my lupus developed because I had a lack of self-worth. In my mind, I graduated from high school early, and even though I was on the honor roll, I graduated when I was 16, and I did not feel that my high school diploma was legit because I didn't graduate with my class. Oh, my goodness. And so I was working in PhD positions with a high school education, and I didn't feel I was worthy, and it was all about worthiness. And so when God showed me how to do color work, I started doing color, and nothing happened. Oh, my goodness. And then I finally realized that I had to understand the emotion, and that's when I began to understand that I had a lack of self-worth. And so I'd ask my body, what color do I need to increase or to remove the lack of self-worth and to increase self-worth by 80%. And a couple of weeks later, I started feeling better. And a year later, I was pain-free, lupus-free, and it has continued now for close to 40 years of not having anything come in, not having any lupus, not having any symptoms, and you know, I think that it was just really important for me to understand that my lack of self-worth was holding me back within my lifetime. So not that I haven't had other emotions I've had to work through that, you know, I've wanted to work through and release in my body, but that was pivotal for me to be so critically ill and to have my illness disappear when doctors said that it was impossible, that I was going to die from it, to be so critically ill, to realizing that it was all about lack of self-worth. And I needed to let go of that, increase my self-worth, and feel worthy of graduating at 16 with honors. Just, yeah, it was really important. So no matter what you're facing in your life, understand it's not about going to the event itself of what created disease for you. It's not about going, having to search and drudge through your life's memories about what event took place that created this emotion that then created this disease. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. It's all about taking the emotion, the vibration, and releasing it from your body. We've gotten really good. I mean, there's incredible equipment out there now, music, and so forth, that is programmed to say female liver and frustration in the liver, and they put those two tones together and they start sending a frequency through your liver, and it's amazing. But we're not quite there yet, because maybe you've experienced frustration 1,000 times, and one time was very mild, and then the second time was very mild, and then you get down to 50 and it was intense. Well, the programming right now is still set so that it's just going in at that frequency that it's set at, frustration, liver, female. But I think that technology is going to reach a place in the next few years where it will be able to calibrate and change according to what's going on at every single level, layer within the body for that specific emotion, because it really is about that specific emotion and not about all of them, okay? So we're getting there. We're getting there. I developed cellular cleansing because I said, you know, there's got to be a way to get 50 to 60% of all of these emotions out at one time. And so I came up with cellular cleansing, and that's kind of where I take it in my work, you know, appointments and cellular cleansings. But I think it's just really important to understand that you didn't do anything wrong, right? It's not that you're a bad person. I really want you to let go of that languaging. It's about the fact that you experienced an emotion, and behaviorally, maybe you've been in therapy, maybe you've been in hypnosis, you understand the behavior that got you where you are. However, understanding the behavior doesn't take it out of your cells, and that's what's so important. Understanding the behavior may take it out of your auric field, but it doesn't take it out of your cellular structure. And that's why most people reoccur within 5 years, is because they didn't get it out of their cells first time around. They went through whatever process Western protocol or Eastern protocol put them through, but they didn't get the emotions out of the cells. That's what's pivotal. That's what's pivotal. So I want you to think about that a little bit. You certainly can call me. We still have time. 310-371-5459. And, you know, this is, I'll date the show by saying this is the first day of spring, March 20th. And, but it's an important day. We're in the ninth cycle. And while I don't pretend to be a genius at numerology or any of this stuff, I've been reading about it for the last couple of months because it feels so new and pivotal. As some of you know, I am building a house. And what's so cool about it is I've never built a house before. I've bought lots of houses and remodeled them through the years, but I've never built something from the ground up. And talk about exciting, and the newness and the feeling of it is just amazing. It's just incredible on how that feels, what that looks like, all of the above. And so moving into spring equinox day, you know, I would love to hear from people who are more into the numerology and understand it better than I do. But I think that looking at the whole aspect of a new year, the starting of new life, the ending, I guess, of things that don't serve us, but moving into the newness of this year, pretty darn important. Pretty darn important. And so I've got some friends that have done some writing, and I want to get those to you because it's fascinating to me. Just fascinating that we can understand how the cycles of life actually go through. I think it's just pretty darn cool. But this is from Katie Sophia, that my friend Kathleen McGowan had copied. And Radiance and Wisdom from Katie Sophia. Today the sun is at zero Aries, and we stand at the beginning of a new astrological year. The magnetic field on the earth is lowered, and the day and night are equal length. Meditation is very powerful at this time. And I'll just interject a little bit here. Are y'all noticing either people are being super friendly or super mean? When those magnetic shields change and lower and regroup, man, oh, man, oh, man, is it, it's tangible. For me, it's tangible, and I suspect for most of you, I don't know, people were saying, is Mercury in retrograde? I don't know. All I know is during this 24-hour period, 48-hour period, I really, the anger that's out there, the insecurity that's out there, really comes raging around. And it's really important to meditate. And I'll continue with this when we get back on the other side. But as I said, we got one more segment to go. So give me a call at 310-371-5459. I'd love to hear from you. And I'll be back in just a minute.
Patty Conklin is busy, but she's never too busy for you, and there are lots of ways to get a healing session with her. You can even get one via Zoom or by phone. With 29 years in the business of energy healing, Patty has a unique and remarkable ability to connect with your energy to help you heal on a mind-body-spirit level. From angst to pain, you can get help from Patty. Book a half-hour healing session and embark on your own personal healing journey. Visit pattyconklin.com and click on services. That's pattyconklin.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Want to get that man or woman out of your mind? How about being in the right state of mind for getting that job promotion or staying positive to help boost your immune system? Want to break those old habits? Then it's time for an emotional cellular cleansing with Patty Conklin. You'll get a private 3-hour session in person by phone or by Zoom with 3 months of follow-up appointments, plus email support. But you'll have to do the work and homework materials are included. Find out more or to book your appointment, visit pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
If you're wondering if Patty can help you heal, why not book a free 15-minute consultation either by phone or by Zoom? It's a great way to see which of Patty's services is right for you. You'll discuss her services in detail and how they can apply to your specific situation. It's really a great place to start, and you can sign up for your free consultation by phone or Zoom on Patty's website, pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com. Get the help you need today. Sign up for your free consultation at pattyconklin.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
And welcome back. It's Patty Conklin. It's you and me today. And I'm really enjoying it. It felt right today to just to be with all of you and talk about reading some excerpts from my book and talking about the spring equinox, which is what I'm talking about now. You can certainly call in. I'm sure there's a lot of you out there that know a lot more about this than I do. 310-371-5459. Feel free to give me a call and give me your input or give me your knowledge. because it's something that energetically I'm a very, very aware of, but it's not something I really understand at the depth that I'd like to understand it. So I'd love to hear from you. But I'm reading a Facebook page from my friend Kathleen McGowan. Kathleen's wonderful. And this is from her friend Katie Sophia, Blessed Equinox to All. And Katie wrote, and I'm going to read this first paragraph before I get into the rest of it. And like I said, if you have input, I'd love to hear from you. Today the sun is at zero Aries, and we stand at the beginning of a new astrological year. The magnetic field of the earth is lowered, and the day and night are equal length. Meditation is very powerful at this time. Aries is the sign of new beginnings, as life is reforged in the purifier of spirit. Cardinal fire is about leadership, courage, action, initiative, enthusiasm, and joy of life. Aries the ram charges headlong into life with a powerful masculine energy. The ram headed sphinx at Karnak were a symbol of Ammon and his fertility. They were created in the new age of Aries, which saw many new beginnings in the history of humanity. Aries is also the lamb, which frisks and gambols with the pure innocence and joy of new life. While the sun moves through this sign, we have the chance to begin afresh, leaving behind the cares of the past in the swirling waters of Pisces. This year is the last in a cycle of 9 years, and as the sun enters Aries, it joins Mercury and Venus retrograde. We are beginning anew. At the same time, we are completing a cycle and looking deep within. The sun is conjunct Neptune in the last degree of Pisces as it prepares to make the shift into Aries on March 30th. So we have a mystical blend of Pisces-Aries energy, speaking of death and rebirth as we connect deeply to our dreams in the womb of the mother and allow ourselves to be transformed on an intrinsic soul level. As the waters of Pisces wash away old emotional energy, cleansing the astral realms, fire renews us and allows for a complete rebirth of spirit. We are also between eclipses, which is a time of deep purging and transformation. With the solar eclipse on March 29th and Neptune changing signs the next day, we are headed into a profound collective shift. Dig deep into your courage and authenticity. Release all that shrouds your inner spark and let it become a blazing fire, lifting you to new heights. We stand for humanity. We come from the stars. We honor our mother, Gaia. Equinox blessing. And this is from Katie Sophie, Ascension Astrology. And I just loved it. I loved everything about it. And Katie also says, for the next 24 hours, release what does not serve you. And, oh, boy, is that important. Is that important? I think for all of us who are in change, you know, maybe we're shifting into new jobs, maybe you're caught up in losing your job, maybe you are moving to a new area, building a house like I am, let go of the anxieties and fears of the past. So important, not only letting go, but use color or tone to remove the anxieties and fears of the past from your body. Okay? It's not just about making change. It's about allowing yourself to move into that new aspect of this year, of this astrological year, moving into the joy and happiness and forward motion. And how do we do that? Well, don't wait for the external life to take charge. You take charge. I think it's so important for you to understand that you are the creator of your life. No, you may not have exactly the job you want. You may not have all of the different aspects of life that you want. You may not have your partner, your children may not live nearby, whatever the case may be. You are the one that has the perception about what it is that's taking place. You are the one who creates that perception of how you're going to view your everyday life. I want you to really take this to heart. No one, not one soul walking this earth can make you feel anger or make you feel frustration. There's also no one walking the face of this earth that can make you feel love. These are emotions that we choose every moment of our day. Every moment of our day. If someone is being mean or cruel, you can look at them and choose to stay neutral, because how they choose to act and respond in no way reflects upon you. Even if they say, you made me feel this way. No, you didn't. Let them stay with their feelings, with their thoughts, with whatever it is they're doing. Don't invalidate the fact that they feel that way, but you don't have to own it. You don't have to feel the same way as you move into that. So really stay true to yourself and honor the journey that you're on. So, an awesome time to be alive. And that doesn't mean that everything in the world is going beautiful. There's a lot of chaos going on in the world, and it's something that we can meditate on and balance. But I know it sounds counterintuitive, but when we look at the chaoses that are going on, cleansing is happening at the same time, even though it's not as visible. In order to shift and move forward, sometimes chaos takes place. And so I never look at something that's going on in the world as horrible or whatever. It is a time for me to hold space for those people going through, not making a judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, but holding space so that if their soul needs some energy, they've got it. They can use my energy to stabilize what's going on in their life. I don't know what's going on in their life. I don't have the moment-to-moment information, but I certainly can hold space for their soul to make use of my energy if they need it. But once I decide whether they're right or wrong, then I'm creating a judgment, and I'm also then taking my energy and making it more subdued, because now I have an emotional investment in what's going on with them. Maybe that sounds really cold and detached, but it's not. It's not. I have no right to judge what another soul is doing. I don't even know what my soul is doing. My soul is doing. I don't know what someone else's soul is doing. All I know is that it is. And so I really, really want you to take away from today, be kind, watch your thoughts, understand that everything is going into your own body. If you're upset about what's going on in the world, create a safe space for souls around the world to make use of your light without you going into judgment or second-guessing what's taking place. Hey, watch your own ship. Make sure your body is staying clear. Make sure your words are clear, precise, and loving. Unconditional, no judgment, just discernment. So I hope you all have a fantastic week, and I'll see you next week. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's Patty Conklin Show at Healthy Life Network, and I'm so thankful that you're a part of this planet. You have a great week.
You've been listening to the Patty Conklin Show on HealthyLife.net Radio. To listen to it again or share it with a friend, visit HealthyLife.net podcast on demand link on our homepage and click on Patty Conklin.